Just a couple of openers for you. Our players did a heck of a job today of handling the change, and we were helped up by our support people. We came out here. It was a swimming pool out here. We had to make the change. It wasn't safe out here. Our support people, Tony, Chris, and the guys moved us around. We switched up the schedule. We got our walkthroughs all done in the gymnasium today with short practice out here today. The guys came out very focused. You watch practice. The effort was outstanding, special teams-wise. In all phases that we practiced today, just excellent, highly competitive. A lot of work in the red zone today, as you saw. We spent a lot of time on there, really to shorten the field and take a little bit off their legs and still get a lot accomplished in a highly competitive manner. So very, very good on all sides. Very few pre-snap penalties. Defense had a couple of turnovers. We had two picks on the offensive side of the ball, and we'll look at the tape and see how those came about. Was difficult to see from the field, so we'll look at that. We can't have turnovers. We still started the practice with some explosive plays, so I thought there was a lot of ebb and flow, especially in the run game period. It was physical. Defensive line would get great fits and make the stop, and then offensively, the guys had a chance to create some holes. We did a lot of work with our trapping and our cutting game today, not cutting people, but just moving guards and pulling people and things like that. The focus was there. And overall, the guys worked hard through practice and finished. And we put in a hard day's work. I think we got a little bit better today. Well, you know, this is training camp, and he's working as hard as anybody on the team. And, you know, during the course of training camp, these things will happen. I don't think it festered. I don't think it lingered. The guys are extremely professional. We moved on to the next play. It became a highly competitive practice. The guys kept their composure and moved on. And, you know, that's what we would expect. It's going to happen in a game where somebody's going to lose their mind. And when one guy does, it's not who he is. He just lost his composure for a minute, and the team's got to bring him along. And I thought the team did a very good job of pushing through practice and not lowering the effort, but actually the effort was raised. And I thought we finished with a very clean practice. Well, the biggest thing is he has to measure the receiver's route, and the receiver really has to stay on the route. And if he stays on the route, then the quarterback can determine the location of the throw by where the defensive back is. So if he's playing high, he'll back shoulder. If the receiver can get over the top, he'll try to put the ball over the top. So it takes special people to be able to make these throws and measure that kind of trajectory and pinpoint and you know, pinpoint them. And, you know, Jay and quarterbacks throughout this league are capable of doing that, and it's a very important gift. No, this has been part of the plan, Brad. We were going to go 3 days on and 1 day off. We did that the first week, and we decided to go 2 days on, today off, so he could work tomorrow night, which will be a shorter practice in itself. But, you know, it's something that I think he wanted to do as well, as to practice tomorrow. And we're at right now, we expect that he will, that he's feeling good, and will continue forward with the plan. He's having a very competitive camp. He's been very consistent throughout, and those of you who've been here, which most of you have, you've seen he's continually playing at a high level, making plays, knocking passes down, creating opportunities for himself, and he's in a terrific competition with other guys on this team, and he's shown himself every single day. He's doing a lot of good things. No, I think the most important thing is that there's a lot of things going on around us. We got a lot of guys who are competing for jobs on this team. And we got to remember, when we go to the stadium tomorrow night, we got to practice. That's important to the development of our team. And that's number one. And I think that we're excited to be around our fans. I know the players are. And I think that'll even amp practice up a little bit more with the fans around us. But at the end of the day, we've got to work to try to get better as a football team and stay focused on that play at that moment and move through practice and collectively, with the idea that, again, we just want to get better on Saturday night. I'm not really focused on that right now. It's a 100-yard field. It's 53 and some yards wide, and we got to practice tomorrow night. That doesn't take away from, you know, certainly. You know, the season that's ahead, but at the end of the day, this whole football team's going to be very excited to show up on September 8th. But we got to temper our emotions and use them to get better tomorrow. And September 8th will get here before we know it. It's going to speed up pretty quickly here.